name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To reach the highest union with God in spiritual marriage, it is necessary to be totally purified in the senses and in the soul. Before getting to the betrothal, which is like the promise of marriage, you have to go through what is usually called the night of the sense. After the betrothal, there is still another more difficult purification to pass, called the night of the spirit, before reaching the mystical or spiritual marriage. Of course, before reaching the night of the sense, the soul already has a life of contemplation and union with God great enough to be able to withstand the trials that lie ahead. Blessed Alexandrina of Balazar, throughout her life, lived moments of darkness with moments of splendor. There were days when it seemed that her sufferings were unbearable and her doubts made her suffer, but Jesus also appeared to her continuously, and he even gave her drops of his blood so she could live by the miracle of God. Something that made her suffer a lot were her doubts about her faith. She seemed to be in hell during her lifetime. She wrote, "I feel like one who has been condemned to hell. My soul suffers those horrible torments. With the eyes of the soul, I see the tormenting demons. All over my body, I seem to feel the black and burning fire. My ears hear the roars of the devil and hellish despair. I feel like I'm condemned to hell. I feel the weight of divine justice on me. Wanting to have God and not being able to have him is a suffering millions of times more painful than any other. My soul is very frightened. What horror, knowing myself worthy of hell and not being able to conform myself." She had many temptations against faith. She says, "I seem to have no faith. I live as if I never had it, other times as if she had lost it. It also seems to me that I have lost confidence in God and that what I expect from his infinite mercy is not true. It seems to me that I hate the Lord and his law. It seems to me that there is neither heaven nor hell, neither saints nor angels. God does not exist. It seems to me that my life is an illusion. The devil insinuates all of this. My dear God, I believe in you, and I confess myself the most miserable of all creatures. I entrust myself to your divine mercy and your forgiveness. I know that there is heaven and hell. I believe, I believe." Other times, she repeats incessantly, "I believe, I believe, I believe." And Jesus says to her, "You repeat, I believe. You must live by faith without faith, by love without feeling love. From you, I only want your I believe, your heroic generosity." And Blessed Alexandrina of Balazar says, "Jesus orders me to repeat the words I believe many times, even though it seems like lying to him." And this was allowed by God to repair for the sins of so many who do not believe in God or in his doctrine and doubt everything, despising life and living without faith. Padre Pio also had to suffer intensely from the apparent abandonment of God. The night of the spirit is a stage of the soul on the way to spiritual marriage, which is the highest union with God that the soul can achieve on this earth. The Lord was preparing him to take a big step, and he had to go through this hard stage of darkness. In June 1918, he was in the middle of the night of the spirit. Everything was darkness around him. It seemed to him that he could not bear the weight of divine justice, and he felt crushed by his powerful hand. Tears were his bread night and day. On June 4th, 1918, he wrote to Father Benito, "I am covered in darkness. I'm looking for my God, but where can I find him? Oh my God, I've lost you and I'm lost. Lord, have you condemned me to live forever away from your face? Where are you? My God, why have you abandoned me? I'm lost, lost in the unknown. I am deprived of everything. I am hungry for the return of God to my soul. Where can I rest my poor heart? I look for it and cannot find it. I touch the heart of the divine prisoner and he does not answer me. What is this? Has my infidelity made him inflexible? Should I give up all hope? Oh my God, I can't say more than why have you abandoned me?" After the betrothal comes the night of the spirit. On this night, the soul is not only emptied of the sensitive attachment to creatures, but is emptied of everything that does not belong to God in the inner powers of the soul. In those moments of darkness, the soul feels like it is in a desert. Poor soul, the soul cries with sadness, as if it were lost in a dark lake where it cannot even pronounce the name of Jesus. The demon attacks the soul, sometimes visibly with hideous figures and with terrible temptations. The soul seems abandoned by the mercy of God and cries from the depths of its being, my God, why have you abandoned me? My God, I call by day, but you do not answer. At night, but I find no respite. Psalms chapter 21, verse 1. At this stage, according to St. John of the Cross, the soul suffers from the understanding, great darkness, about the will, great dryness and straits, and in the memory, grave news of his miseries, not finding in anything relief or even thought that consoles him, not even being able to lift his heart to God. It is not possible to explain what the soul suffers at this time. It is very little less than a purgatory. Everything around is darkness. It is like a long and dark tunnel. But what makes the soul suffer the most and reach the edge of despair is believing that the soul is going to condemn itself because the soul has been unfaithful to the graces received from God. And for that reason, God has abandoned the soul forever. The soul calls out to him and invokes him with tears and sighs, but nobody answers. The soul cannot pray and thinks it has been abandoned by God for its sins. This is a true purgatory. It is like a martyrdom for the soul. At the same time, the soul suffers from serious illnesses that make it unable to seek its husband with faith and love. The soul feels helpless and tests deep down the deep weakness and nullity of its human being. There are tremendous hours and days in which the body is destroyed and the soul is dark and empty. Oh, if we knew well the sanctifying and purifying value of this spiritual night, if only all souls knew the mystery of pain that is necessary to reach intimacy with God. But how sad that there are souls who, after having reached these purifications, do not go forward out of fear or for lack of a safe guide or a good spiritual director who is a priest. They get scared and back down, resigning themselves to not being saints and not reaching the promised marriage because they consider themselves unworthy. How much Jesus suffers with this rudeness, how much damage to the church and to the world. Blessed Dina Belanger says, "In the midst of these infernal and humiliating temptations and my repeated acts of blind obedience, I felt an unspeakable hunger for the Eucharist. From July on, the darkest darkness fell on my soul. I saw myself go down to hell. Wasn't this the place I deserved? My works seemed imperfect, poor, worthless. But my confidence and abandonment grew in direct proportion to the darkness in which I found myself. What graces the Lord granted me. In difficult moments, the soul must continue to trust, never distrust God's love, his forgiveness, and his power to bring the soul out of the darkness. God looks at the soul with love in its inner struggle and encourages it inside to keep walking through the tunnel. The soul must not be carried away by the opinions of creatures who consider it strange or crazy because of its desire to seek solitude and prayer. You have to go on without seeing the way, but knowing that Jesus loves it and is looking at the soul with love until the day comes when the soul, purified in its innermost being and in all its inner powers, it can come out of the storm and find the calm of the soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.